give me the spirit of fear. So why am I here? To teach you. To teach you. So every one of you, I know everybody's not there. Different people at different level of maturity in the realm of the spirit. But if we don't teach you, how in the world would you ever know? If we just gonna chime in or decide in with what the world is doing, just sort of float along with them and not give you the word of God, how will people know the truth? I didn't say it wasn't real. But I am saying he's not Lord. And I'll say it again. COVID-19 is not my Lord. He's not your Lord. And any other disease. And this is what everybody's afraid of. I say everybody, let me change it. Too many people is afraid of. I want to get it right because I ain't afraid. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we need to know that we got this sucker by the neck and we ain't going to take our foot off. We're going to keep putting the pressure on it. Hallelujah. In spite of many people trying to exalt him through their fear and doubt and unbelief, I got my foot on his neck and I'm not going to be quiet. No. Hallelujah. I'm going to shout it in the valley. I'm going to shout it on the mountaintop. Jesus is Lord. And nobody else is. Hallelujah. We could go home on that one. I said we could go home on that one. If we could. But listen. Jesus said, I'm going to take my time because he told me to make sure. In Mark 11, 23, he told them in 22, you have faith like this. See, he demonstrated. They saw him. They heard him when he cursed the tree. They were looking at it. He said, no man eat fruit from you hereafter forever. Forever. They heard it. They saw it. And when they walked back by the next day and saw that tree was dead, they said, Peter said, whoa, Jesus, look at that tree. And Jesus said, Peter, that's what I want you to have faith like that. You have faith like that. You say, can I have faith like that? Can Jesus lie? Why would he tell you to have something you can't have? If you couldn't have it, he never would have told Peter, have faith like that. Then he sealed the deal, but turned around and said, then whosoever would talk like this? Just didn't say you, Peter. He said, whosoever would do this, what I just did, you will get what you say. And you are whosoever. And this is why you cannot be quiet. This is not just a one-time conversation. This is an ongoing lifestyle. This is the way I talk every day. I talk to my body. I talk to my mind. I talk to the situation. I talk every day. I say. Because he said, I can have what I say. Amen. Now here's the kicker. Let me finish this up. Look at verse 24. Therefore, you see it? Therefore, I want you to listen to, I'm about to say it as another, just in a different way, but using the same principle. Therefore, I say unto you, because see, if you say it, you got to talk. If you pray it, you got to talk. So are you just walking around saying it? You got to talk. If you're praying, you got to talk. So he said, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray. See, believe when you pray, believe. When do I believe? I believe, now watch it. Believe that you receive. When do I believe I receive? Believe that you receive them. When? When you pray. How are you going to believe something, pray something, believe nine weeks later that you receive? God, I heard a minister say this many years ago and I never forgot it. God lives in one great big eternal now. Did you hear what I said? One great big eternal what? Now. And if you pray now and believe and try to believe later, it won't work because he's in the now. He's not over there later. He's right there when you pray. You receive when you pray now. Now. When you pray, got it. Thank you. It's mine when? Now. I don't have to consult with my feeling. I don't have to try to figure out with understanding and all these things. I just believe God. He said it's mine now. What am I going to do? I'm going to give him praise and thanks and bless him. And just every time the thought come to my mind, I should answer that thought with a praise. Thank you, Lord. Satan come up and say, you don't have it. If you had it, how come you don't? Why don't you see it? If you don't, do you feel any better? Anything change? I didn't ask my feeling. I didn't ask my feeling. And matter of fact, if you got it, if you don't feel any better, maybe you didn't get it. How you answer that? You tell him, God said it was mine now. Now listen, God said it was mine now. Go call God a lie. Go call him a lie. Go call him a liar. He said it was mine now, but he told me you were the liar, and I got the scripture on it. And you the father lied. Now you here trying to accuse God of lying, but thinking I'm going to agree with you. You better head on down the road because I don't have no fellowship with you. If God said I got it now, I'm not asking my feeling. I'm not asking my neighbor. I'm not asking anybody. I'm not asking a doctor. I'm not asking anybody. I'm saying it's mine now because my father told me. So what do I do? What most people do, they'll read this scripture, they'll pray that prayer until a little pressure comes. Then they start whining. Then they start reasoning, siding with reason. Now, if you do, you're going to forfeit your rights. Because Satan will do his level best to reason you out of everything God promised you. I don't go by what if. God said it, I believe it. God said it, I believe it. And how do I build myself in that? I continue to feed on what gave me that, the word.